informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia, Sydney and Aaliyah with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, it's lights out across Queensland as copper thefts are costing local councils millions of dollars, causing power disruptions and putting lives at risk. While Queensland Police Assistant Commissioner Matthew Vanderbilt says the thefts were more opportunistic than organised, the impacts have been felt across the state, citing people have been hurt and killed as a result of their activities. In the southern region, which includes both Ipswich and Toowoomba, Vanville also stated there has been 51 copper theft incidents reported to police in the past 6 months. The Queensland Government introduced legislation to Parliament earlier this year, strengthening penalties for metal theft and additional obligation for scrap metal dealers, making it harder for stolen copper to be resold. However, Lightning Council Australia's Malcolm Richards has taken the opportunity to further advocate for solar power street lighting as a more long-term solution. Also in local news, hopes for a dry weekend in Brisbane for NRL's Magic Round has been dashed, with showers expected to continue across southeast Queensland. Brisbane awoke to grey skies and cool temperatures on Friday, though there were bursts of sunshine throughout this inner city as the morning progressed. Bureau of Meteorology Senior Meteorologist Christy Johnson said Brisbane locals and visitors could expect similar conditions and showers over the coming days, thanks to a high-pressure system in the Tasman Sea, directing southern easterly winds across southeast Queensland. Showers are expected to continue into this week, with rainfall picking up on Monday and Tuesday.
In national news, animal rescuers across New South Wales are warning of a growing stray cat crisis, with shelters overwhelmed and calls for tougher laws. Peter Smith, president of the Hunter Valley Animal Facility and Rehoming Centre, says the increase in stray and abandoned cats is stretching resources thin across the sector. We've got 6 to 8 week old kittens being caught, and to tell a finder, let it go where you found it. It's heartbreaking, Smith said. Under the Companion Animals Act in New South Wales, cats are free to roam and can only be seized if found in a dedicated food preparation or wildlife protection area. Smith says these roaming provisions encourage breeding and puts pressure on already full shelters. However, advocates are divided on solutions, with some pushing for mandatory cat containment, while others argue targeted de-sexing programs are more effective. Also in national news, hundreds of protesters across Australia showed up in the national Nakba rally yesterday to remember the 78th anniversary of Palestinians' forced expulsion from their homeland when the State of Israel was created in 1948. Speaking at the Melbourne rally, the New South Wales Green Senator David Shoebridge said that there was no one day when the Nakba started, there is no one day when the Nakba ended. He accused the Australian government of being silent and complicit in the ongoing genocide of Palestinians. During the 1948 Nakba, more than 530 towns and villages were destroyed, and 700,000 Palestinians were forced to move out of their homes. The human rights violations did not end there, but only gets worse. The genocide in occupied Palestine is still occurring to today, and Israel have yet to be held accountable.
In international news, the World Health Organization has declared the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo as a public health emergency of international concern. Health authorities in the DRC and Uganda are working to contain the spread, currently involving 246 suspected cases and over 80 deaths. This is the DRC's 17th outbreak of Ebola, and the suspected index case in this latest outbreak dates back to April 24th of this year. Initial cases were first found in eastern DRC, and cases have also been reported in neighboring Uganda. Countries bordering DRC have tightened up their borders and now are considered high risk and trade and travel concern. Currently, no vaccine or treatments for this particular Ebola strain has been developed. The WHO has warned that the data collected for all points towards potential much larger outbreak than what is currently being detected and reported. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy with showers occurring throughout the day. It is currently 21 degrees with expected maximum of 22. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to 0.6, which is in the low band. That's all for 9 a.m. Zedlines. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook or head to virtualzec.org.au.